being an electrician and being on social media, one of the most commonly asked questions is, how do I become an electrician? Now, this question obviously has many different answers. And I know the way I did it from a young age when I was living with mum and dad. However, there are plenty of people that want to retrain in later life to become an electrician in maybe their 30s, 40s, and even 50s. And to be honest with you, I spoke to a guy in his 60s once, and he was training to be an electrician too. And the truth is, to be able to become an electrician, it can be done at any age. And this is what this podcast is about to dive into. Toolbox Talks for Electricians, helping electricians reduce stress, gain back time, and earn more money. Hello, and welcome back once again to Toolbox Talks for Electricians. My name is Ben Poulter, your host. And the best way that I know, the most I know about becoming an electrician, is to do an apprenticeship. And the only reason that I know that is because that's what I did. And back in the day, years ago, I assumed that was the only way you could become a tradesman, maybe a builder, a plumber, or electrician, is to get a modern day apprenticeship. But then now I found out that's completely wrong. The way I did it, I think I did a 3-week block release to college every 3 months or something like that. I can't exactly remember now because it was that long ago, but it was through a JTL training scheme, which my apprenticeship was with a company. All I remember was it was bloody shed loads of homework. Always tasks you had to do, right? Take this back and do it back at work. You had to fill in certain things for your portfolio. And the good thing about doing an apprenticeship is that you get paid to learn. I got paid to basically go to college. I got paid to basically to work all week as well. So I had a wage. So that wasn't a bad thing. And that's what happens with a lot of apprenticeships. You get paid to do it. You get paid to learn. You get paid to train. And the company that I work for, they funded the training courses that I was on. And that was back in the day when I was, 19? So these days, if I was going to get paid an apprenticeship wage, yeah, I wouldn't be able to do it. Because as a young lad, I had no responsibilities, I had no kids, didn't even have my own house. So it was the best way to do it at the time because I was young and I had no responsibilities. And I think that for a young person, that's the best way for them to do it too. But I would always suggest that maybe joining a company or joining an electrician business as an electrician's mate or a labourer to start with, because you don't want to have to go through all the rigmarole of getting yourself registered for college, maybe doing 2 or 3 days, and then thinking, yeah, this is not for me. I don't want to be an electrician. It's not my cup of tea. Only to turn around a few weeks later on and then quit, because that wastes everyone's time. I do think being an electrician is a fantastic job. You can earn a good living. But yeah, it's not for everybody. There's a lot of people that actually quit sort of partly way through their apprenticeship or partly way through their training. And I went to a college with a few lads that did that as well. When the going gets tough and you've got a few exams to do, but you don't get the results you want the first time. You have to resit it or do it again. And rather than doing that, you get the idea of thinking, quit. It's not for me. I'm not going to do it. Well, that's not a good idea, I don't think. If you fail, you fail. So what? That means you learn. Because if you think about it, doing the exams to become a fully qualified electrician, it's a bit like a car license. Once you've done that exam, once you've passed them exams and you've got that bit of paper to say you can do it, you don't have to do it again. It lasts you the rest of your life. Well, yeah, maybe a car license, you can lose it if you're an idiot, but it can last your whole lifetime. If you just get that qualification, you put your head down and get the qualification that you need. You need to study to get that qualification, the same as your GCSEs possibly as well. The GCSEs are sort of once in a lifetime opportunity, because if you fail that, yeah, you can go back and resit them, but your heart's gone out of it after your GCSEs, because after that, you're not going to school anymore. You just want to party with the rest of your mates. Because if you were to sit a driving license again today, say you're 42 years old, same as me, if you were asked to go and pass your driving test again, do you think you'd pass? I know I wouldn't. Not a chance. I've got into too many bad habits. An electrician's apprenticeship, it will take you around 3 to 4 years. And yes, it might seem like a long time, like, yeah, flipping out 3 or 4 years, I ain't got time to do that. But the knowledge that you gain in that apprenticeship, well, it's priceless. So if you're 16 and about to leave school and thinking about becoming an electrician, I think apprenticeship will be the best route for you to go down. But I do know as well that not everybody is got the that are able to basically get an apprenticeship. Like, there's so many young lads out there that have tried looking for apprenticeships, but they just can't seem to get a placement. So if you're adamant that you want to become an electrician, there's another option too. You can go to college and train to become an electrician. Take a trip to your local college and have a word with somebody there and see what they can offer you as in a way of training to become an electrician, and maybe check out the training facilities as well. I'll do a bit of homework, do your research to make sure that this is something you want to do. Because if you go and do it for maybe a year or two, then yeah, you're wasting your time. You could have been a year advanced in another career if you didn't want to do it. But if electrical installation is what you want to become, you want to become an electrician, then be adamant that you want to get the right training and go for it. And another good idea would be to talk to other students, maybe see their feelings on how the training's going and how they got to where they are today. And also maybe look into the qualifications that you actually need to be a fully qualified electrician. Because at college, yes, they will provide you with the qualifications in the theory side of being an electrician. But I do think that you need to get a placement on site to gain a little bit more experience. And I'm not 100% here, but I think that you need to get a bit of on-site experience for your portfolio too. Because then all this will get you ready for your AM2. And the AM2 is your last final exam. After that, you're a fully qualified electrician. I remember when I did my AM2. It was meant to be, well, I was told it was a week long, but it was Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I did it 3 days in Nottingham. And yeah, it was difficult. I'd never done sort of conduit too much sort of thing. So yeah, it was challenging, but I didn't know whether I passed or failed. You drive away from there and think, well, we'll see what happens. They'll let us know in a few days or a week or two. But then on the way home, I was told that the company I work for went into liquidation. Great. So that was me straight on a plane to Ibiza. But you've got to remember that in being in college, they'll teach you the theory side of electrics. They'll teach you Ohm's law. They'll teach you how things should work, how they should work in an ideal scenario. You cannot buy experience what you get on site. So you need to put the effort in to maybe find a placement as well. So as soon as you start college, start looking for someone you can maybe do 1 or 2 days a week, sort of working with them to gain a bit of experience out there. Even if it's a one-man band, even if it's a big company, we say, look, can I give you a hand at the weekends? Because if you went to college and said, look, I found a placement I can work 1 or 2 days, they'll work round you as well. They'll help you out, because I think having a placement as an electrician in any trade, I think having a placement and doing the actual work on site, that's a massive advantage. But what I have heard of a lot of people doing is saying to electricians, yeah, I'll come and give you a hand, I'll work for free. Free? I wouldn't work for free. I haven't worked for free since I was, 14? I don't work for free. I don't think you should work for free. Mind you, I did have a paper round where I did half hour a day, every day, for 7 days a week. I got paid £5. That's not free. It may be slave labour, but yeah, it's not free. I think if you're willing to learn with that electrician and you're willing to sort of help him out and learn new things to make his life easier, that electrician should at least give you something a day. Maybe if it's £50 a day, even if it's 20 quid a day, it's something for your time. And that's more of an incentive for you to turn up and do another day with him. And another reason why is you start looking for work as soon as you start college is you'll build up a network of electricians. Maybe you'll work 2 days with one bloke. Maybe you'll work 3 or 4 days with another guy over time, over the weekend. You never know. But it'll build yourself a network of electricians. So when you do become fully qualified, they might give you a job. I've spoken to a number of people that say, yeah, they can't find an apprentice. They can't get any placement on site. And they get disheartened and sort of just stop looking or stop sending emails, stop turning up, stop even asking. But if you think of it like you're in a nightclub, there's shed loads of people there. You haven't got a date. If you ask every single person in that nightclub, one's bound to say yes. And that's all you need with an electrician. Because if you ask 100 people and 10 say yes, you can't fulfill that need anyway. You can only work for one person. So all you need is one yes. One person to say, yeah, all right, I'll give you a go. So then you go to work with that guy and you make sure that you impress them. Make sure that you're invaluable to them and you make their life easier being there. Because then they'll say, right, can you come next week as well? Can you come tomorrow? They'll want you to work with them. I think attending college at any age is a good idea. Yes, it will take you a bit of a while to learn the trade, to learn the tricks and to get your exam results sort of thing, your qualifications to become an electrician. But this is the thing. You need time to learn. You can't just learn things overnight. And for the older generation of people, if you go to a college, they might even help you get funding for the course. Because I know at a certain age, you can get funded. The government will pay for you to become an electrician. They'll pay for you to do your training. But there's also an option for older guys that say, right, I want to train as an electrician. Okay, depends what wage you're on, what situation your life is in, that you might be able to get funding for these courses. Because I do know if you pay for it yourself, it could cost a small fortune. A bit like these trade association courses. I can't help it. These ones online, when you put into Google, become an electrician, all these courses, they leave a bit of a bad taste in my mouth. In interest of doing this podcast, I thought I'd try and find out how much it actually would cost you to become an electrician. And you can't see any prices on their website. Maybe because, yes, every individual is different. But so I phoned up and tried to say, look, I'm a Joe Bloggs. So I've got no prior knowledge or qualifications of being an electrician. How much will it cost me to get that qualification? Okay, we'll put you through. We'll give you a call back to a salesperson. So, right, that salesperson phones me back. Basically, he couldn't answer any of my questions. What type of qualifications you got? Because obviously I want sitting gills or EAL. He couldn't guarantee me the qualifications that I'd gain doing this course that would make me a fully qualified electrician. He couldn't give me any guarantees. Basically, he wanted me just to sign up for that course and start doing the online training. And I can see how they get people to sign up. He sort of spun me the spiel of saying, yeah, you can do a rewire a week where you get paid £5,000. Okay, yeah, but how much does materials cost? £5,000 for what size house? Like what? Everything's different. That was just to something to like dangle in a carrot. That's what they do. Say, oh, you can earn £5,000 a week. Hang about. What about materials? They're going to cost you sort of at least £2,000 or £1,500. And then he says about changing consumer units. You can change consumer units for £500 a day. You can do two of them. Well, yeah, but what about you've got to test the property? What if you've got problems there? Like, they just fill you full of things that you want to hear. To basically make you sign up to say, yeah, I want to be an electrician. I want to earn like £1,000 a day. So if you plan to use one of these companies that are online and they'll give you the spiel or they'll give you the sales pitch to try and make you sign up, please do yourself a favor. Do some research, maybe look into, ask online, ask on all these electrical groups, who's done this course with so-and-so, like something like that, just to give a bit of feedback, because someone might say, yeah, they left me in the lurch and I wasted all my money, because so many people do, they find it difficult, they can't get the qualifications, like bits of paper from them as well, after they've done all the training and all the portfolio for these courses. There's a lot of nightmare stories I hear, and a good idea would be to pay for that training with a credit card, just in case, because a credit card will cover you to get your money back if anything goes wrong. A bit like Option Skills lately. They've gone under, and there's a lot of guys that have done training with them, not just electricians, that are sort of left in the dark. They're left in a position where the training that they've done, the exams that they've sat, they might not get the qualifications. So they're going to have to go back and do it all over again. And obviously pay for it again, which will be even worse. And yeah, I think that would be enough to put me off. If you're going to have to pay for the same qualification that you've done this on another training center, I'd think, scrap this. I'm just going to get a job somewhere else. And I think these are the type of courses that sort of ring you up and say, yeah, you can become an electrician in 6 weeks. Easy. Just do this online course, that online course. 6 weeks later, we'll give you a bit of paper saying you're a qualified electrician. This is not reality. It's bollocks. I do think that many electricians, they possibly have success with these type of courses. But in my eyes, it's a little bit of a gamble. Because if you want another option away from college to become an electrician with some courses, look into NAPIT or the NIC. I'm not a massive fan of both of them, but they've been around for a long time and they get a fortune out of electricians every year just to be registered. So Yeah, I think they're going to be around for a little while, and they're not going to disappear. But let's say that you've been working in the electrical industry for a number of years with a guy doing electrics. You know how to do two-way switching. You know how to do motor wiring. You know how to do star delta. You're quite clued up, and you know what you're doing, and you know what cables to use on an install, how to wire up RCBOs, how to wire up surge protection. So you're quite knowledgeable in the electrical industry. But maybe that electrician that you work with is like, yeah, I'm retiring, mate. And then you try and get a job somewhere else. And you say, yes, I'm an electrician. Right, let's see your qualifications. Yeah, I'm an electrician, but I ain't got any qualifications. What are you meant to do then? Because more than likely you'll get offered a job. Okay, you can't be paid as an electrician because you're basically not qualified on paper. But you can be a labourer or electrician's mate, which is half the money. There is an option out there. It's called Prior Experience Recognisation, PER. And there are a lot of training companies that offer this Sitting Gills MVQ 2346-03 Experienced Worker Assessment. You will need a few different qualifications to be able to qualify to do that course. I think it's like the 18th edition possibly. But if you haven't got them, then you know that you need to work towards them to be able to become a qualified electrician. And it's a different route than sitting in college all the time once you know basically the fundamentals of being an electrician. And I would look at it a bit like a learning curve, basically a touch-up skill sort of thing, so you know what's happening, because it's a bit similar. I compare it to riding a motorbike. When I did my motorbike license, I thought, what have I got to do a motorbike license for? I know how to ride a bike. I can wheelie and skid and everything. I'm fine on a bike. But then once I did the lessons for my motorbike test, it was quite informative in a way. They taught me how to be cautious on the road. Basically, I could ride a bike, but I didn't really think about other road users, like looking behind you as a lifesaver. And then these little things that, I don't know, maybe benefit. I enjoy doing my motorbike test. And then similar to doing training. Yes, you might know quite a lot of already, but there'll be some bits in there that you pick up that you think, I didn't know that. That'll make me a better electrician. And then it'll also aim towards you being fully qualified. I will admit, getting there is part of the journey, and it is pretty difficult sometimes to be able to get to become a fully qualified electrician. But once you got there, it's easy. And I can say that you'll never be out of work the rest of your life. I know today, if I had no work for the rest of the week, or I had no work tomorrow, there's a number of people that I could call up, like basically electricians to give them a hand, or companies to get a job that are more likely get a job tomorrow and start work. But I've never had to do this past 20 years I've been working for myself. But it's a nice feeling knowing that them guys are there, because you do speak to them every now and again. When you see them in the wholesalers, they say, yeah, I've got this big job on, Ben, can you give me a hand? You're like, no, I've got this bloody job on myself, mate. I was going to ask you the same thing. So you know that there's a couple of guys out there that you could give a hand if you were sort of short on work. Being a fully qualified electrician, is always work out there. And for this podcast, I was going to make a few phone calls and ring someone up and say, hey, could I have a job at your company, or do you want me to give you a hand? But then I wasn't that mean, because it would give them a bit of a incentive to go, oh yeah, great, nice one, I'm going to have Ben give me a hand tomorrow, this job's going to get pushed on. Like, great, I've got another hand. I didn't want them just to say, sorry mate, it's only for a podcast, I'm joking. I wasn't that harsh. So I hope this gives you an idea that if you want to become an electrician, there's options out there. And whichever option you choose, just stick at it until you finally get that bit of paper to say you're fully qualified. So until next time, I'll see you again.